Hey, you, my entrepreneurial friend, of 10 years of running my coaching business, I am going to finally teach business. And of course, I'm going to teach business with human design. Because the thing that I've discovered over the last decade is that the way everyone else taught me to run a business didn't freaking work for me. So over this last decade, to create a multiple seven-figure business, I've broken all the rules. I have done everything my way. I have looked experts in the face and downright said no, all to create something I love with greater ease and flow that literally is changing the world. And the best part is it doesn't feel like work at all. It feels like I get to hang out with my best friends and I am having a huge impact on the planet at the same time. So if you own a business that you want to finally maybe start, grow, or even scale, then come and join me on the 9th of May to discover how your human design can create the most beautiful, authentic success for you. For all the details, follow the link in the show notes. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome to today's podcast. It is so lovely to have you all here, and especially to all those new arrivals. I'm getting so many messages at the moment that are from people who have just discovered the podcast and they've listened to one of the recent ones and they're like, oh my goodness, I have to go back to the beginning. So thank you and welcome to everyone. I also want to say a huge thank you to all of the people who have already left reviews, because you are the ones that are helping these newbies find our podcast and really be able to unpack their own design so they can live in more alignment. So thank you to every single human who has left a review already. And please, if you're getting value out of this podcast, please leave a 5-star review so that we can rank in a place where people can easily and effortlessly find us. So thank you. The other piece I really want to say a huge thank you to, or a special mention, I should say, is I'm finding more and more men are reaching out to me to say thank you for the podcast. And this, to me, really makes my heart sing, because for those of you who don't realize it, in Australia, we have one of the highest male teen suicide rates around the world. And that's because we come from a culture of boys don't cry, boys don't show emotion. They need to toughen up, harden up. And this is just something that I see more and more is being blown up. And for every single one of you, all the men that are reaching out and saying thank you for the podcast, I just want to say a special thank you for letting me know that this is really resonating with you. You know, I'm a mother of two boys and I want my boys to really grow up and know who they are and feel really aligned to express themselves the way they're designed to express themselves and to be role models and mentors for the other boys around them and the men that they're becoming that don't have that same safe space or role model or mentor that can show them how to really be a man. And really being a man is just like really being a woman, and that is being able to live in alignment with who you are at your core, at your heart, at your soul, and to also be in a place where your masculine and your feminine energy is in alignment with you, meaning we both have masculine, we all have masculine and feminine energy within us. We will all identify more strongly with one, the masculine or the feminine, that is not necessarily aligned to our gender at all. And that balance will be different for everyone. You know, some people will feel
a lot more like they're always dancing between the masculine and the feminine, and that's more balanced. And then there's others that are going to identify more with the masculine and others that will identify more with the feminine. But every single human has both within them and their own unique balance. So, guys, I'm super happy that you are getting as much value out of this. Please, please share the podcast with friends. And that goes for all of you. Share the podcast with anyone and everyone so we can get this message out, so we can really help people access this free resource so that they can live in a place where they can heal past trauma, they can discover who they are and live in alignment so that they can actually create the reality they came here to create. So thank you. Now, today, what I'm going to talk about is something that I believe really blocks so many people, or I'm going to say actually not so much blocks, because that too, but confuses a lot of people. Because what most people get confused about, or what people get confused about, is that they're not sure whether they're out of alignment or out of their comfort zone. So what I hear is a lot of people, especially after, let's say, they've come to human design, they've had their initial, oh my goodness, or those aha moments, oh, finally, or permission slip, whatever it is, right? And they're doing their experiment. They are going along on their path to be in more of alignment, meaning that they are letting go of resistance. And remember that resistance comes from our conditioning, comes from our not self, it comes from our belief systems, it comes from our unconscious patterns. So everything that has been constructed to keep us safe versus our actual natural energetic blueprint or alignment. So we start to decondition, we start to let go of those pieces that aren't who we are or are no longer serving us or are no longer resourceful, and we start to step into our true alignment, and we have moments of, yes, this is it, and it feels really good. However, the next step is that you get along your path and you know you're heading in a certain direction, and you realize that where you feel is correct for you to go, it's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. And this becomes a red flag, all right? Because you're like, okay, well, if I'm in my human design, then it has to feel good. That's the whole point, that we make decisions from our body, not our mind, and our body and our energy gives us this feeling of a good feeling so that we know that we're on the right path. However, what happens is that as we are on this path and we are minding our own business and we are doing the work, we actually get to a place where we hit the outer edge of our comfort zone. And as we hit that outer edge of our comfort zone, we get confused because all of a sudden it doesn't feel, inverted commas, good anymore. So let me tell you what I mean. In fact, I'm going to tell you a little story because we all know that I love a synchronicity. This morning in my Membership Pro team, we ran an incredibly amazing live training session with the beautiful and so connected Jess Bubbico. If you don't know who I'm talking about, go back a few episodes and listen to it. She's the human design intuitive coach. And she's just mind blowing. And I knew she was coming on the membership to run this training today. And this morning, instead of my normal post, I just got inspired to write this post. And that the post was, you know, are you out of alignment or out of your comfort zone? And I went on to explain a lot of what I'm going to explain today. And it was really funny that Jess was like, that post that you posted this morning was bang on. It was spot on, because it's actually the piece that also interrupts people accessing their intuition, because they feel like it should be all sunshine and rainbows. But really, we have to understand the difference between being out of alignment and out of our comfort zone. Now, this synchronicity, the fact that she'd already created this whole lesson And then out of nowhere, I've posted the post that's completely aligned to a lot of what she's going to teach in that day, is such a perfect example of being in alignment. Okay. Now, I, at one point, let's say this morning, I'm writing the post and my mind could jump in and go, oh, actually, is that the right post? I should stick to my planned post. And it'll come up with all of these stories, right? But really, what's potentially going on is that I'm out of my comfort zone. This is something that, and for me, I wasn't this morning. I wasn't at all out of my comfort zone. But I, just to use this as a metaphor, you know, maybe this was the first time that you stepped in and really wrote a post from your heart, or you're trusting what you know, or you're trusting your experience, or you're trusting your intuition, and you just go with it. But you feel this discomfort. And what that discomfort is you being just outside your comfort zone, which ultimately is where we want to be a lot of the time. So let's talk about some brain science versus some energy, all right? So when we're talking about being in alignment, we are talking about coming from a place where we have minimized, reduced, let go of resistance, okay? So we're in a place of alignment and we are moving towards growth. Now, as soon as we get into a place of growth, our brain, there is no other way to say it, becomes uncomfortable, because our brain is designed, our ego and our reptilian brain is designed to keep us safe. So tell us all the stories we need to hear to stop us from taking a new action or becoming a new person. All right. So this is the place where we can get super, super confused. Because all of a sudden, what felt like it was comfortable and it made sense and we just knew it was the right direction, it all of a sudden feels a bit icky or a bit uncomfortable. So what I want you to understand is this is always the place where you want to start asking yourself better questions. Like, number one is this question: are you out of alignment or are you out of your comfort zone? Because our soul wants to grow. We want to get out of our comfort zone. If we actually stayed within our comfort zone all the time, it would feel really uncomfortable, because the human wants to grow. Okay. So we get to this point where we find ourselves outside of our comfort zone or out of alignment. What do we do about it, and how do we know the difference? Well, number one, we want to come back to that inner knowing. All right. We want to come back to really getting honest with ourselves and asking that question, or asking yourself, really, am I out of alignment or am I out of my comfort zone? And often, I know for me, the way it turns up for me is I just have a deeper knowing. I have a deeper knowing that, yep, this is definitely the path. And when I'm on this path, and this goes for everyone, you've got to that place using your human design. You've got to that place by using your strategy and your authority, right? So again, especially if you have a defined sacral, you can be asking or getting someone to ask you yes, no questions to just reaffirm, yes, this is the right way to go. However, any other authority and strategy, as long as you're listening to your strategy and to your authority, when this discomfort happens, you're probably in the right place. It just means that you need to get a little bit uncomfortable so that you can grow. All right. And once you actually start to, whether it's take the action or you make the aligned decision, or you move towards this place where this new identity or the person that you're becoming, you'll notice that things start to feel good again. For me, I know that once I get past that point, I will find myself feeling really good, like a real sense of satisfaction being a manifesting generator. You know, as a projector, you might feel a real sense of recognition being seen, or just that, like that awareness. Yes, I know I'm going in the right direction. I love this, or whatever it might be. As a manifester, you'll feel that creative flow still within you, even though the mind is telling you stories and creating emotions that feel a little bit uncomfortable. You'll have that wave of like, yep, no, I'm definitely going in the right direction. And with the generators and the manifesting generators, just keep responding to anything. You know, one of the things that someone said on, gosh, I don't know where, if it was something I was learning or something I was on. But anyway, the point is you just have to keep responding as a generator or a manifesting generator. You can be watching a video, and as you're watching that video, you just have this urge, this need to go and call someone. That is still responding. It doesn't have to be directly related to it. It's just like, boom, that just dropped in. I'm just going to go and do that. So pay attention to that. And for the reflectors, just take your time, you know, like keep heading in what feels like that good direction, and get really honest with yourself. Am I still heading in? Does it still feel like I'm heading in the correct direction? It does. Great. Then keep going. Because this piece is the game changer, because when we get outside our comfort zone, it means that we're outside of a unconscious construct that we've got in the mind, okay? Because if we were really comfortable with it, it would be a well-worn neural pathway that our reptilian brain is super cool with, because it's run that for every day, goodness knows how many times, for how many years, right? So as soon as we start to get uncomfortable, we have to start paying attention to how uncertainty feels, as opposed to, you know, this is the wrong way. This is the signpost to say we're going the wrong way. All right. So here are a couple of questions to really help you when you get to that point. All right. So we've got number one, which is, am I out of alignment or out of my comfort zone? If it's a yes, I'm out of alignment, well, you're going to know that because of your authority. Okay. Your authority has given you everything that you need to know that yes, you are out of alignment. Then if you're out of your comfort zone, you can start to ask yourself things like, what is it specifically that I'm afraid of? Okay. What is it specifically that I'm afraid of? And go out into the future. Always go out into the future. If I take this road, if I make this decision, if I take this action, what am I afraid is going to happen in the future? Okay, because this is going to give you the belief systems that are holding you back. This is going to give you everything that you need to know to really unblock, to get out of your own way. Then you could ask yourself, who do I need to be, or who do I need to become to fully step into what I'm creating or what I'm manifesting? Because remember that our brain loves identity. Our identity is something that it will defend to the death, whether you have a defined G center or not. The brain is attached to your identity. So as we start to create our future self, our new identity, and we step into it and ask ourselves questions about anything that could be anything that we could fear stepping fully into that new identity, then we'll get everything that's standing in our way, and we can start to really become that person. So start being that person now and creating that change. Meaning that as we move through the uncertainty, every time we get that little piece of progress, the brain's like, woohoo, progress. I'm going to give you happy hormones. I'm going to make you feel good. And you will then start to see how, yes, this is in alignment with me, even though it felt uncomfortable in the first place. All right, then, I am going to wrap it up for today. And I really do encourage you guys to be super aware of the difference between being out of alignment and being out of your comfort zone. Remember to run the experiment for you. What does it look like to you? What does it feel like to you? What does it sound like to you? What do you notice for you? Like I said, for me, I definitely have a feeling in my gut. I have a feeling in my gut when it's that yes, you know, like, yes, this is something for you to move through. It's not for something for you to change direction. The other piece for me is I always look backwards and I have a look at the patterns that keep repeating that don't get me what I want. So this is also going to show you a pattern of behavior, a pattern of behavior that shows you when you give in to being out of your comfort zone and use the excuse that you're out of alignment. So that's another thing that I've done for me. But run your experiment. Take the time to work out what your alignment and out of your comfort zone is for you, so that when it shows up for you, you've actually got a conscious choice that you can make. You know how to deal with it, move through it, choose something different. All right, beautiful humans, I really am going to go now. Thank you so much for joining, and let me know if there's anything specific that you want to see or hear on the podcast. Otherwise, I will look forward to having you on the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.